What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris. Thank you for choosing to tune in today. Hey, folks, in the next 5 minutes or less, I aim to bring you some actionable items that you can implement into your life to live a healthier and hopefully happier life. With that, let's get into this episode of Monday Minutes. Hey folks, this is something new that I haven't tried before. Looking to bring more value to your life, every Monday I'm going to be bringing you a new topic aimed at living a healthier, happier life. Most of what I'm going to bring is going to be based on my experiences, although there is science and biblical truths that I'm going to introduce. A lot of it is going to be based on my experiences. This week, I wanted to talk about boundaries. I have found, especially over the last 7 months, as I have dealt with and healed from PTSD, the importance of setting boundaries in my life, saying yes to the truly great things and saying no to the good things. One of the things that I was pondering on before launching this episode was, what does the Bible have to say about this? You know, a lot of my listeners are Christian. Some of you are not. That's okay. I hope you would be able to still find some wisdom in a historic book. And in one of the Gospels, one of the New Testament writings, the book of Luke. Luke is actually a historian and a doctor. And in his account, in Luke chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, he says, "Yet the news about him," and him is Jesus, "yet the news about Jesus spread all the more. So the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." What I love about this is if you're a Christ follower, if you call yourself a Christian, you live to follow Jesus' example. And he set an example of living a life of boundaries. There were times that he healed, that he ministered, that he took care of people. And there were times that he withdrew to lonely places. So I'm picturing that he was by himself and he prayed. He got recharged. So as I reflect on boundaries, one of the things that has been very crystal clear to me over the last 7 months is my need to fulfill my small p purpose. Now I say small p. My big p purpose is to love God and love other people. And that is never going to change. And if you call yourself a Christian, that is your big p purpose. But my small p purpose changes all the time from different seasons and different responsibilities. Right now, my small p purpose is to take care of my wife and my family. And as that is the foundation of the work that I do, I have to say no to a lot of good things in order to be available for the great things. I've had a lot of opportunities thrown at me over the last 7 months, both volunteer and for pay, and some of them are not the right fit for me in this season. So I've said no. Now, one of the challenges in this world, especially when we're bombarded with so much to do and so many distractions, our cell phone, social media apps, news, email, text, everything, it's sometimes really hard to discern what is good and what is great. Where do you say yes and where do you say no? So for that, I would recommend a hard reset. How can you kind of level everything out, turn everything to zero for a second, and then build back up from there? You know, COVID, out of all the horrible things of it, it was actually good for a hard reset. All of us did a hard reset in life. So how can you do that in your life right now? Well, there's a few different ways. One is you can literally take things off your phone. If you know things are distracting you from doing the great things, then just take them off your phone. Remove social media. Maybe shut down your email and log in through a computer. But do a hard reset. Clear your schedule. Maybe during a season, the summer, January, I don't know. And then start to build back up based on your big P purpose in life and your small p purpose. And start adding only great things back to your life. I know that's a quick Gravity Podcast episode, folks, but I'm hoping it's going to bring you value. Give me some feedback. Shoot me an email at chris@gravityct.com and let me know what you think. Take care. God bless.